Instant classic homo retro, one. How many times can we be clandestine, repeat the open marriage, agenda, penetration, and think about all the switchboards, human, agile, and interpretation of the Sherpa we all hold inside? The masculine voice can only summarize foreign films and other moments where heterosexist observation slows down, as if it is visibility that's important, the privilege of virility, a register of upper-class escapism, anti-binary dancing. And so I say, my physical gifts are no use. Economic, military mimicry, where city-state, just another body's network device, deep like religion and money, and back when I was your aim and dialed into it, and you remind me of a hoarse, self-maintained customer whose pants are what does all the work, the fluff of lost war, excess out of excess out of excess out of air. Take wristband, take nails, take parameter. Two. Let's say I can visualize my own film, build a public garden out of body language, index the utterance devoid of spokespersons who use faggot for affirmative because it's more than just shacking up with liberatory ideology, the larva that fucks everything. I'm not sure I want to be transparent anymore. A new species that doesn't hold a model of my story, doesn't write epic fail on my hypothetical strive to be beautiful new department installed. The first time I thought about that word, seriously, I couldn't look beyond my own palate. Three. In this narrative, I market myself as generally happy and carry a pillbox that stays the same. We're all elements of epic sometimes, like the antique who really belongs to the man that lives here and cries and channels machines like I count outlets, cross diamonds, raise glasses every 5 hours. This is the way to get around that academic stage where there is no chance to rehearse plenary or to assume we'll get to a movie and find an usher or another person writing this form. Thriving requires more than just survival. Thank you.